This is my favorite part of the podcast. Thanks for hanging out. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then you are a new creation. All right, guys, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? So, Dragonfire just said, the stock market is no worse than the crypto market. Both are vehicles to our individual goals and desires to improve our family lives. Both are manipulated, but both have opportunities. And I agree, and this is what I want to talk about, right? When people say, well, I can't be in the stock market, that's gambling. Is it? Now, anything can be used as gambling, right? You say you got a 9-to-5 job and you show up 5 minutes late every single day to work and you leave 5 minutes earlier on that 9-to-5 job. Are you gambling? Let me ask you this. You work 9-to-5 at your job and then you say, you know what? I'm only getting paid $20 an hour. That's not my job to do, to clean that over there, that bathroom over there. Christ wouldn't want me cleaning that bathroom. What would you do? I think it's important to not ask based on what we see the world as. I think it's important to ask the Lord to come into our hearts, cleanse our hearts, so we can see the world the way he wants to. Once we do that, it's not easy, but once we start to do that, things get a little more clear from the Lord's perspective. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and dive into the new creation scripture section. Let's go. This is my favorite part of the podcast. Thanks for hanging out. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then you are a new creation. Okay, I am back. This is your boy Christian Israel, and you are tuned into the new creation scriptures section. This is the place where we discuss the Lord daily. This is a part of Christ in Crypto in the morning, 9 a.m. live, every single day, Monday through Friday. We discuss the markets from a technical perspective, a news cycle perspective, and from a biblical perspective. Because it's very important that we look at the markets in all eyes. From the greed, from the poor, the worldly, but most importantly, spiritually. Able to look at this. And I think this was an interesting day. Because here is the scripture, guys, that I have up today. Like, this literally is the scripture I have, and I just put us on waiting. Let me just fade that over here. Okay, so it says, Isaac Lord 2020 says, I know this channel's heart. You have love. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. So why do we have these discussions? Because we should be able to have discussions, healthy discussions. No one knows exactly what's on each other's heart except the Lord. But I can tell you this. This is the scripture I had up for today. So Isaac, I hope this helps. I see Lee Lord. The markets are a transfer of wealth from the inpatient to the patient. Yes, it is. And those who gamble will lose every time. Every time. So let's go ahead and read this scripture to you. This is Colossians 3. And yeah, I'm going to read all of it. Because today's discussion makes me just want to read it to you. This is called Your Life Hidden in Christ, written by Paul to the Colossians. Therefore, if you were raised with Christ, look for the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at God's right side. Think about the things above and not the things on earth. You died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory. So put to death the parts of your life that belong to the earth, such as sexual immorality, moral corruption, lust, evil desire, greed, which is idolatry. Let's stop right there. The discussion today has been the crypto markets being evil, that people in crypto are evil, and that Christ would never approve crypto. And where your heart lies, if crypto is your idol, if your life is not, your wife is not second, I say second because God is first. If God is not first in your life, but crypto is first in your life, then you're right, Isaac. Crypto is evil. If money is first in your life and God is not first in your life, you're right. Money is evil. This is truth. What you put above God becomes your idol. Crypto is not above my God. My house is not above my God. My bills are not above my God. My money is not above my God. My wife is not above my God. My children are not above my God. In fact, I give all of those to my God so that he may feel all of my needs, that he may give me the desires of my heart, that he may guide me through whatever issues I may be having, good or bad, that he is the forefront of my life, my wife, and the foundation of my family. That is who Christ is to me. I do a show called Christ in Crypto because believers in Christ want to know how to navigate these markets and not get trapped. And that's why it's important to read scripture. It's important to not go on emotions, but to go on the word of God. And he says here continuously, the wrath of God is coming upon disobedient people because of these things, not from being in crypto. Nope. But for sexual immorality, moral corruption, lust, evil desire, and idolatry, and the version of greed. You used to live this way. We all did. We all have lived that way. The question is, did you used to live that way? When you were alive to these things, but now set aside these things, guys, and this is why we can have debate. Set aside things such as anger, rage, malice, slander, and other obscene language. Don't lie to each other. Right? This is a discussion, sir. We don't lie to each other. Take off the old human nature. Take off the old, remember? New creation. The old you is gone. You are now a new creation. So take off the old you and put on the new you, which is renewed by knowledge, by conforming to the image of the Lord, who is the one who created you, and all the things that people idolize. In this image, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is in all things and in all people. We are no longer divided. We are not a house divided. A house divided falls. But we are a house that stands strong in the Lord, Christ as its head. No matter what you work, where you work, how you invest, how you live your life, if Christ is first above all, we are all in the same household. Therefore, as God's choice, holy and loved, put on compassion for each other, guys, put on kindness, put on humility, put on gentleness, put on patience. In fact, I believe that's what I quoted earlier about fear, about this channel being fear, saying, no, 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 no. The only fear I have is the power of the Lord, the fear of God through respect. That's what you should fear. You should fear being separated from God. You shouldn't fear the market's dying. You shouldn't fear the market's pumping. You shouldn't fear UBI or universal healthcare. You shouldn't fear any of that. You should fear being separated from the Lord, and you should fear allowing yourself be separated from the Lord. That's what you should fear. But be tolerant of each other. And if someone has a complaint against anyone, like we just saw here, literally someone said, this show is fear. Someone has a complaint. I ask you, brother, as it says here, forgive each other. I forgive you. Will you forgive me? As the Lord forgave you, should we also forgive each other? And over all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And as Isaac said, Christ is love. So when you put on love, you put on Christ, who is perfect. And the peace of Christ must control your hearts. A peace in which you were called in one body, as we discussed, one group, to be a thankful people. To be thankful that we're here together, able to discuss these things together, guys, able to succeed together with the Lord first. The word of Christ must live in you richly. Teach and warn each other with all wisdom by singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Another, worship him. Worship him. Some people will go to church and say, we can't worship the Lord. Right here it says, sing, praise, dance to the Lord. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. But whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks to him. Give thanks to God the Father through him. And whatever you do, whatever you do. And I'll leave it right there. I appreciate you guys so much. I'm your boy, Christian Israel. This is the New Creation Scripture section. I hope to catch you soon. This is Friday, so don't know if we're going to have a show yet Monday. If so, we'll catch you Monday. Do the social media thing. God bless. Love you guys so much. Let's go to the next section. This is my favorite part of the podcast. Thanks for hanging out. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then you are a new creation. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Please make sure you like, subscribe, share this video, subscribe to this channel, and do the thing that people do on social media. At Twitter, at TikTok, you know, New Creation Capital. Let us know, guys. Thanks so much. I hope you guys have a great day. Later, guys.